My bikini drove me to the gym. I finally did it. I joined a gym. Years had passed since my last exercise regime, so it was time to quit stalling. My husband didn't encourage me to join. Neither did my friends. It was my bikini that did the talking, prompting me to run, not walk, to the nearest gym. When I originally bought that itsy-bitsy bikini, I was lean and confident enough to forego the matching cover-up. Now, I'd wrap myself in a quilt before wearing those revealing strips of lycra in public. I don't especially want to wear a bikini, nor do I have a place to wear one with regularity. But the word option is key. The chant, fit the bikini, wear the bikini, drifts through my brain while perspiring to an hour of aerobics or fast walking to floor 38 of the Stairmaster. This mantra calms me after scary reflections in the mirror, because I'm not sure if my eraser pink face is a signal of a good workout or an imminent stroke. Fortunately, fitness centers have changed through the years. My previous gym had instruments of torture from the Inquisition. One device consisted of a vibrating belt that I'd loop around my hips. If it did tone me, I never found out how or where. I was too busy reading the caution sign tacked above the noisy motor. Bold red lettering warned users not to operate the machine for longer than 5 minutes or risk injury. Overzealous, I purchased a lifetime membership. Turns out lifetime referred not to my life, but to that of the gym. The gym was in worse shape than me, because within a year, the doors closed, and all I had for keepsakes was my laminated membership card and a troubling rash, no doubt from that vibrating belt. As for my new gym, I love it. The staff, the equipment, and every enthusiastic member. During my first aerobic session, I forgot my glasses and tried to follow the trainer, struggling to hear her instructions over loud music. In the wall of mirrors, I glimpsed a woman who wore the same baggy pants. I admired how she kept up with the pace, until realizing that woman was me. After my inaugural workout, I returned home both motivated and famished. While standing at the kitchen counter, I ate a brick of cheese, along with a fistful of salty crackers, and a big chocolate minty thing that I really didn't like. It was either that or frozen waffles and syrup to kill my sugar craving. Sure, there's a challenge ahead, but who knows? My future might include a hot and sunny location, where I'll be wearing nothing more than a teeny bikini as I strut down a sandy beach. Hey, it's a lovely dream. Just get rid of all the mirrors first.